Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Yud Zayin, Sota 17a, pagination is 33. Starting from the end of a line, the word Darish, which can be found just below midway on the page. Darish Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Darshant. Ish v'isha, a man and a woman, as in husband and wife, they're married. Zachu shechina b'neihem. If they're zocha, they act morally, then the shechina is with them, and they are building a place of sanctity together, a mikdash ma'at. Lo zachu, if they do not merit it, they're not worthy, they're deviating from the marriage. Esho chlason, fire consumes them. Fire, physically or spiritually, fire of passion, but it's not good. They lost the system by which they're supposed to channel their energy towards sanctity, and they're deviating. They're off. So ish v'isha, which we mention often by Sheva Brachas type of Divrei Torah, husband and wife who are acting morally together, is zachu v'shchina b'neihem, the Shechina is with them. And that's related to the beautiful story that we have about Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that when he came to his home, even though most people would think now he's going off stage, as soon as he gets into the privacy of his home, on the contrary, Reb Shlomo Zalman would adjust his jacket and make sure everything was neat, and then walk into his home. And when people asked him about it, he said, "My wife and I built the Torah home together. Ish v'isha shechina b'neihem. When I go into the house, I have to be ready to be mekabel pnei hashechina, to greet Hashem." Amar Rava, Rava added on to this theme and said, "U'de'isha adifa mide'ish." You have to be especially careful regarding the woman, because her fire is even stronger than the man's. Because high mitzrif, because the letters of Eish are together in the woman's name, v'hai lo mitzrif, and the letters are not together in the man's name. And now we truly appreciate what the symbolism here is in the actual spelling of the words, which represents the truth that Rabbi Akiva was describing. The letters Ish and Isha have the letters Eish, Aleph Shin, in them, plus the letter Yud and He. If Hashem's name is there, so then you have the Yud and the He combining them, and the energy of Eish and Eish produce a sanctified entity. If, however, the Yud and the He, Hashem's name, are made uncomfortable because of immoral conduct, so then all that's left is Eish, and Eish Ochlosan, the fire destroys them. Rava's pointing out that in the name of the man, Ish, the Yud is in the middle. So the propensity for the Eish to get activated is a bit less because the Yud is separating it. Whereas in the Isha, the He is not positioned to separate the Aleph from the Shin. It's on the end. And therefore the Aleph and Shin are together, representing that there is an adifus, an added propensity regarding the woman to have fire, whatever exactly that means. Omar Rava, Rava said, "Mipnei ma omra Torah, why did the Torah say, havei afar lesota, that we bring dirt for the sota, put it into the water?" And as we saw before, it has to be visible. It's not just an observance, but is a noteworthy communication to the woman. Zachsa, we're telling her, Yotza mimena ben ka'avram avinu. If she merits, she could have a child like Avram Avinu. Dichsiv bey, about whom it was said, he said it on himself, Afar va'efer, I am like dirt. Lo zachsa, and if she doesn't merit, she's guilty, she acted improperly, tachsar la'afra, she's going to die as a result of the waters of Sota. So this dirt is a very pointed communication to her that she could either be like Avram Avinu, who in his humility said, I am like dirt, or if she's not worthy, she's going to be like dirt. It's interesting that this is the flip side, because indeed Avram's perspective that physicality is very temporary and should not be the focus is precisely the message that we mentioned earlier we're trying to bring to the Sota. Ki ofar ata vel ofar tashuv, you are dirt, you're going to return to dirt, and in the middle you got to make a lechayim, you got to do good things so that you merit. If she doesn't emulate Avram, which is one approach, physical humility, then she's going to end up in this difficult spot that she finds herself. Darish Rava, Rava Darshin. Bischar she'omar Avram Avinu ve'anochi ofar va'efer. In Parshas Vayera, when Avram was pleading for the city of Sodom, he makes a statement in front of Hashem of humility, I am like dust and ash. Rashi tells us, based on Chazal, that Afar, he considers himself dirt, meaning I could have been dead by now, because he had engaged the four kings in battle, and he could have been killed. Va'efer, and I am like ash, because Nimrod threw him into the fiery furnace, and he could have been reduced to ash. So Avram Avinu is very clear, Afar va'efer. Zachu banav lebeis mitzvahs, for that reason we merit two mitzvahs. Efer para, the ash of the para. Va'afar sota, and the dirt of the sota. The Gemara is telling us that there's a bischar, there's a merit over here. And the merit is very powerful, because the human being is both mortal and also physically very vulnerable. In the fact that we're mortal, so a person dies. Efer Para gives us the ability to go beyond death. The person comes in contact with a dead body, he now has that level of tuma, but Efer Para helps him arise from that relationship with death. Afar Sota also addresses the human condition in that the person is very vulnerable. This woman acted improperly, but the question is how badly. If she did not have relations, then we're just dealing with improper behavior. And the Afar Sota is going to enable her to rise beyond her situation of compromise and be restored to her husband. She'll do tshuva, she'll make sure to act properly in the future, and the Afar Sota enables her to rise out of her situation. So the Gemara is saying, Bischar, in the merit that Avram Avinu recognized with clarity, Afar va'efer, Hashem gave us mitzvahs through Afar and Efer to help us in our own way to rise above the vulnerabilities of the human being and of the mortality of the human being. One final statement, Darash Rava, Rava Darshind, B'schar she'amar Avram Avinu imichut va'ad siroch now. After the war to redeem Sodom, to redeem Lot, Avram says that he's not going to take a shoelace or a shoe strap. Zachu banav lebeis mitzvahs, we merited two mitzvahs, one to do with the cloth of a string of a thread, chut shel techeles, the thread of tzitzis, and the other having to do with the strap of leather, ritzua shel tefillin, the strap of tefillin. The Gemara says that tefillin is the tremendous gift. V'rau kol amei ha'oretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha, and the end of the pasuk is v'yaru mimecha. The people of the world will see that the name of Hashem is called upon you and they will fear you. So that's a tremendous gift. Besides being a beautiful mitzvah, it's a gift that through tefillin they will fear you. And likewise, tzitzis, besides being a mitzvah, is also a gift, because the Gemara explains, but Rashi words it clearly, ki ilu hikpo pnei shechina, that tzitzis is the equivalent of greeting Hashem, and that gift, that opportunity of an audience with Hashem, that tzitzis grants us, is the gift of tzitzis, even beyond its being a mitzvah. Perhaps, just as an addition, that's why talis, which is tzitzis, is so closely related to the mitzvah of tefillah, of davening, because ki'ilu hikpil pnei shechina, because it's an expression of our being granted an audience with Hashem. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.